From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In the Park Slope neighborhood of Brooklyn, there's an eye-grabbing storefront, the Brooklyn Superhero Supply Company, a sign reads, claiming this shop is the one stop for all your foe-battling needs. But the store conceals a secret identity and a secret mission. NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire paid a visit.
Past mannequins wearing the latest in crime-fighting attire, tucked behind a hidden door, you'll find the secret headquarters of 826 NYC, a mild-mannered nonprofit organization that helps kids with creative writing. There's a spacious room filled with bookshelves, couches, and tables, giving kids from elementary to high school age an inviting place to write and do homework. Classes also come in for field trips, and volunteer Katie Parker says going through the store into the reading room gets kids in the mood to be creative.
I think when you walk into that space, your imagination just kind of explodes. You know, everything seems possible when you're walking through a superhero supply store. And they don't really have time to sit there and think about everything and decide whether it's real or not, so by the time they come back here, anything seems possible.
There are 826 organizations in seven U.S. cities. They get their name from the street address of the first center, started by writer Dave Eggers at 826 Valencia in San Francisco. Each has a whimsical storefront. In Seattle, there's a space travel theme. Chicago's is a top-secret spy store. With a small staff and an army of volunteers, they offer totally free, informal tutoring and help with homework.
The great thing is a kid can walk in there thinking, oh, I'm going to a reading tutorial, and suddenly you're in a place where gravity is sold in cans and you can buy tights and a cape, which I just bought for myself.
Writer George Saunders was one of 23 authors who contributed to a short story anthology called The Book of Other People. It was edited by Zadie Smith and benefited 826 NYC.
In a time when, you know, everyone is bemoaning the decline in literacy, 826 is an incredibly innovative, energetic way to say to kids that language is power.
The 826 sites regularly host school field trips. One recent morning, 19 third graders from PS 250 in Williamsburg were welcomed into the superhero supply store, then taken two by two through a secret doorway into the reading space. First things first, each student dons a pair of Clark Kent-style glasses for an official author photo. The photos are taken, name tags made, and then they all sit on a rug at the far end of the room facing storyteller Katie Parker. She tells them that all of the employees of the Mildew Publishing Company are in a predicament.
And our boss, Mr. Mildew, who is this really gross, scary, stinky guy that lives 17 basements below us, he's our boss. And he makes us write stories. But today we were supposed to all just be able to have a really nice time and write a story. And then last night, right before we all went home, he came on the intercom and he goes, "You guys need to give me 19 original stories by tomorrow at 12:30 or you're all fired."
It's quickly decided that the kids will help the employees get those 19 stories written.
So guys, what do we need for a story? What's the first thing that we need for a story? What are some things?
We need characters.
Characters, yes.
They come up with a list of what you need to tell a story before Mr. Mildew, over an intercom, interrupts them.
We need a setting. We need attention. Oh.
Katie.
Yes, Mr. Mildew?
I see we have some new employees today.
Yes.
Well, I hope for your sake they're good. Because I need my stories by 12:30. Do you understand?
Yes, Mr. Mildew. Okay, all right, so let's come up with the main character.
The kids make all of the decisions by consensus, and the elements of their story start to develop. While one 826 volunteer provides illustrations on a sketch pad and easel, another transcribes the work in progress on a computer, and it's projected onto a screen in the front of the room.
So Ashley and Tony are 15-year-old twins that live in a mansion on a farm in Puerto Rico. Now, do they live with their parents, or do they live alone?
The kids decide Ashley and Tony live with a butler named Henry, along with an oversized fish named Jerry. And one other key plot point?
Tony had telekinesis.
Does everyone know what telekinesis
is? No,
you can use your mind to move things.
Ashley is also telekinetic, which comes in handy when Henry the butler decides he's going to steal money from their safe in the mansion's basement. The story progresses to a cliffhanger moment. Tony and Ashley have levitated Jerry the fish, terrifying the butler, and the police are on their way. But how will the twins explain the situation without giving away the secret of their superpowers? That's for each of the students to decide.
So if everybody comes up with their own original ending, there's a chance that Mr. Mildew will let us keep our jobs.
Okay, guys, so you can separate into these two tables.
The students start busily writing and illustrating their own conclusion to the story. Their teacher, Dana Gerin-Daisy, says she jumped at the chance to bring her students here.
Sometimes with our curriculum, you have to kind of be a little bit more structured. Like, it doesn't really give room for superheroes to come in. So that's why I knew this would be a good outlet for them to kind of go, telekinetic, this, that. I knew that was going to happen.
And Katie Parker says that almost always happens.
Even classes that start out kind of subdued will usually really burst out at some point during this particular workshop and just get crazy and creative, and it's inspiring for us.
The kids finish up their stories, which are then printed and bound with their individual ending and illustration and their own bespectacled author photo on the back cover. Then the stories are gathered up and taken downstairs, where the publisher, Mr. Mildew, will decide whether each story is approved or not.
Crystal. Then Henry said, I will get revenge. A wonderful last line. Approved.
Yay! They've met the deadline, and all the stories have been approved by the reclusive Mr. Mildew. The third graders from Dana Gerin-Daisy's class head back to PS 250, and the morning's volunteers straighten up the room. There's a roster of over 650 volunteers at the Brooklyn 826 location alone who help out in school field trips like this one, special events, and tutoring, fighting for truth, justice, and creativity. Jeffrey Freiman Wire, NPR News.